Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, listen, they want me to say hello. Welcome to the James Whale Best Bits of Tonight show, which you can hear every night, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio from 7 till 10. But I said, wouldn't it be best to call it the Worst of Whale? So have a listen. See what you think.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Right, one of the main serious stories today is a lot of people seem to want Boris Johnson to apologise for his remarks about care homes. Let us talk to Chris Mitchell, who's the chairman of Park Lane Healthcare. First of all, Boris Johnson came out today and everybody jumped up and down. I think they'd probably taken some of his comments completely out of context, because I'm told that you've had no coronavirus in all the care homes you have. Is that right, or have I got that wrong?
That is correct, I'm pleased to say. And for the grace of God, that's where we stand. And let's hope we see this right out to the end of the crisis. I'm on a bit of a crusade because I've got a favourite phrase at the moment, that is that if the virus doesn't kill us, the press will. We wanted to be front and centre as a sector for a long, long time, because there's been decades of underfunding that governments, whichever side of the political divide you're on, have kicked the can down the road, to use modern parlance, because it's such a political hot potato. Now, the vast majority of my peers do a fabulous job running care homes, I'm proud to say, and proud of all of them and what they do, right the way through the whole staffing mix, all the way through. Now, you know, the bottom line though is that we wanted to be front and centre, but we've got embroiled in this whole platform that people like Piers Morgan, etc., have got on, and Sky News, in order to promote only things that go wrong. Now, recently, I saw something on the internet where a care worker was dancing with a resident, and it went viral under the banner of, I wish all care homes were like that. But guess what?
Yeah.
They are. You know,
yeah, of course
if
they
you
are.
Go into our bubble of care home, if you go into the bubble that is our care home, they don't know all the trauma that's going on outside. They're having a ball, and they're making new memories for themselves, you know? And I do get tired of the constant drip, but some people are, peddling it, the doom and gloom, and
unfortunately,
first. Can I give you some good news as an example then?
Yeah, go on.
Go on,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Right. For 9 years at the Hall Residential Home in Thornton Dale, near Pickering, we have, for the entire village of Thornton Dale, done Christmas lunch on three consecutive days for everybody over the age of 65. Four-course meal, as much food and drink, and first-class professional entertainment for 9 years now. And we've spoken to BBC, ITV, Sky. Nobody's interested, OK? And this is about 170 people we feed every year. And we felt that we wanted recognition for it. And our girls certainly did. Nobody's interested. But if somebody fell from a first-floor window, I'd have Sky News on the tarmac within half an hour. And that's what's wrong with society today.
One last question. Do you think that Boris was right today to highlight it in the way he did?
No, I don't. I think the government, from a standing start, particularly Matt Hancock, who's a bit of a hero of mine at the moment, has done an amazing job, come across very sincere. Boris is Boris. If he's in the Commons and everyone's baying for blood for the opposition and so on, he loves it. He's great at the rah-rah, but not for the first time. He tried to promote the fact that he's going to sort the sector out, but what he started with was an absolute insult to everybody that works in social care. And the government cannot deny that in the early days, and we have proof of this because we were approached by local authorities in various areas, he cannot deny that on day one, when they panicked and all the coffins stacked up in morgues in Italy and Spain and so on, that they said, empty the hospitals. And they emptied the hospitals to the care homes, and they asked us to take people. They said, we will pay you for so many beds for so many weeks for this fee, And the only criteria is, or when one of the criteria was sort of hesitant, it said you cannot turn down people who have COVID-19 or are suspected with it. And so we turned away the 30 pieces of silver, and we never regretted it, and we never will. But there are care homes, sorry, just to finish this point, James, there are care homes in this country that were already suffering through lack of good facilities or occupancy or no en-suite rooms and so on, whose backs were already against the wall. And they have found it hard to turn that money away. And some of those guys are, as I highlighted earlier with the quote from The Sun, some of those guys will wish they could turn the clock back. I can't believe they were so short-sighted, even with their back against the wall. I've been there myself as a businessman. Don't do it.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Rishi Sunak tomorrow, and hoping that he makes lots and lots of money from all of us. So the mini-budget, what to expect. Homeowners to get £2 billion of vouchers to insulate their homes as part of the Chancellor's Green Scheme. Let's talk about that. Philip Dunn is the Conservative MP for Ludlow, former Health Minister and Chair of the Environmental Audit Committee.
A gourmet capital, Ludlow is, actually.
Good evening, James. Good evening, Ash. Absolutely right. Ludlow is now world famous for its food.
Anyway, listen, let's talk about Rishi's mini-budget. What are you expecting?
Well, I think he's going to be creating a budget for jobs to make sure that we can encourage, you know, a recovery out of this COVID crisis and keep as many people in jobs and create new jobs for people. And the thing that I wanted to talk about this evening was what's been flagged so far, which will be in it, is this £3 billion greening recovery with £2 billion going into improving energy efficiency in homes, which is something I've been campaigning for. I had a debate about it in Parliament in February, and then £1 billion on insulation for public buildings, which is a whole part of the greening government agenda.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a good idea. I don't know what the insulation in my place here is like.
They pay two-thirds, won't they, up to £5,000?
That's right. Well, there are 29 million existing houses in this country, or homes in this country, of which 19 million don't meet the government's target energy efficiency standard. And therefore, there's a huge task to be done. What this does is to sort of kick off. It's a first step, if you like. Several hundred thousand homes will be insulated through these grants this year. And I think that's a very good start. And that will generate, you know, potentially over 100,000 jobs.
I mean, I think I think that's a brilliant idea. But I think there are lots of other ideas that are going to have to come forward as well, which you can call looking after the environmental side of things. But before that can be done, infrastructure needs to be made for it. You know, we've got all this thing at the moment of wanting everybody to be on a bike. But unfortunately, lots of people perhaps not fit enough to ride bikes. But we're forgetting about them completely.
Well, the infrastructure for... I represent rural constituencies, you know.
I know.
By the way, I was old enough to have to go to London from here over the Severn Bridge too, so I'm in the same club as...
No, James was there before they'd built the Severn Bridge.
Well, me...
Shut up, Ash. Carry on, Philip.
I was there before the M40. Let's go a bit further north. What we've got to do is to invest in connectivity, and part of that is ensuring that all the rural areas of this country that don't have proper broadband or mobile connections can, so that people can work from home, don't need to travel into work so much. I think that's one of the big changes that we're going to see in behaviour and culture in this country.
Well, that's essential, isn't it? I mean, it's like a gas supply now, the internet. It's like essential for all the homes to have it.
Well, what it is public services are being delivered over it now, so you've really got to.
What is going to happen with all those amazing office blocks all over the country that have been built, all that lovely infrastructure in
flats,
our cities?
What's going to become flats now?
Well, some of them will become flats. And the government is intending to have a new planning bill to make it easier for change of use of buildings so that it can happen more quickly. So I think it's a good idea.
What about the £500,000 stamp duty that he announced, and so now people won't buy a place until it comes? I mean, is that going to happen? Because apparently that won't really stimulate the economy. It will just stimulate the property market a little bit.
Well, the property market's been closed for the last 3 months. Mm. So, and there are lots of people I know, my constituents,
yeah,
who need to move, want to move. So I'm not against some simulation to get it moving. I think we'll find out tomorrow. The Chancellor hasn't. This is a leaked idea, and we'll see what the Chancellor says tomorrow about that.
But it won't really stimulate the economy, will it? That.
Well, no.
Well, yeah, it will, because the housing is one of the main. Yeah, one of the main things building
to get
the economy going.
I don't know if it.
Well, what it does, you know, it's one of those major. Moving house is one of the major life events. Which stimulates people to spend money. So you replace the carpets, you perhaps might get a new set of furniture, you do the kitchen. All of that will be good for the economy. And if people are not moving house, they don't do it.
Yep, thank you very much indeed. I'm sure we'll talk again before long. Philip Dunn, Conservative MP for Ludlow and surrounding area, former Health Minister. Chair of the Environmental Audit Committee.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the, I think, the one thing that is beginning to really annoy everybody. We try to make this country a very inclusive nation. Let's talk to Derek Redmond, former British athlete. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good, Derek. Right, what about you?
Good. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. We meet again, metaphorically, on the same subject as we did a few weeks ago.
Do you know, I was thinking about that, and unfortunately, it just won't go away. And there are some vested interests that want to keep making it sound really bad. Listen, the behaviour of those two cops, I've no idea what they were thinking, particularly when the news is as it is. But there are lots of good police around and caring and concerned police. But, you know, if you see parents with a three-month-old baby there as well, I mean, you've got to give them some sort of leeway, haven't you? You can't shouting and banging things. But I think we're getting into the situation. If you say the wrong thing now, you're going to get labelled a racist, aren't you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it is a very, very touchy subject at the moment. It's been, you know, brought again to the forefront with the George Floyd, situation a number of weeks ago. And to be honest, it hasn't gone all the way to the back burner because there are lots of other names that, you know, there's videos out there of other, whether it be Americans or English guys and girls that have been mistreated, let's say. And yes, there has to be a little bit of sensibility here. I mean, you know, as I understand it, they were just driving home. They pulled over outside their house. And I think there was four police officers. I don't think it was two. I think
there
was
a few couple more behind them, wasn't it?
There was a couple behind. Now, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, you've got to do, I mean, the video, the footage that I saw was there was a policeman at the driver's window, baton in hand, already shouting and angry. And he was already, you know, up for it, so to speak. Now, it's, you know, it's interesting because you said, you know, he should see that there was a baby. He's not seeing that. He's not seeing that. He's seeing what he wants to see and what already in his mind has been made up. You know, there could have been 10 babies in that car. He wouldn't have seen any of them.
But there's obviously something has happened before, because that's not how police approach you just to chat to you.
No.
Generally, no, no.
So something has happened there before that we don't know.
We don't know what's happened before. But I do believe there needs to be, in that situation, a way the police approach anybody. You're black, whether you're white, whatever the situation.
They're too aggressive, aren't they? It's too aggressive.
It's too aggressive, you know. And videos like that should be used in police training.
Yeah.
To sort of say, look, this is not
great.
Because
you
can cause the person to react in self-defence and actually escalate it and end up, you know.
Absolutely. You know, if he sort of knocked on the window and sort of said, you know, I mean, I've been stopped by the police on, you know, on a number of occasions. You know, some because I was speeding, you know, one, you know, might because I was speeding or I might have been parked in the wrong place or whatever the situation. But I've also been stopped for, you know, routine checks and, you know, random checks. And they knock on the window and I wind the window down and I do, you know, and the easiest thing to do is to stay very calm and just answer the questions. And if they're calm with you, then obviously, whoever is on the receiving end should and would be calm back unless they've got something to hide.
I agree.
These two individuals, actually, it might sound wrong to say this, but they're in a great position where they're actually two international athletes with a young 3-month-old baby. They've just come back from training. They've got nothing to hide or anything. And actually, in that situation, they should feel like they're in a good place, i.e., if you are stopped, you understand that the police have to do their job. Now, let's just put aside for a minute why they were stopped, but let's just say they were stopped and you know you've got nothing in your car, there's no cannabis, they're two international athletes, for goodness sake, there's a baby in the car, you know, and if they're pulled over and stopped, they should be in a position to be able to say, yes, officer, what's the problem? Here's my license, whatever, da-da-da-da-da-da. But they can't because you know it's not going to be met in the way that it should. It's not going to be met on an equal plane. They're already guilty and now they've got to try and prove they're innocent, and they will treat them as if they were guilty. That is what is fundamentally wrong for me.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
The weekend is looking great.
About early 20s.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of high pressure coming in, so it's going
to
be sunny.
Well, we don't like high pressure. We like to be chilled out with low pressure, man. Keep the pressure down, baby.
He doesn't do anything else apart from sit here and just talk nonsense for 3 hours a day.
And it obviously works. You're still there.
Still here. Keeps me young, yeah. No, yeah, good news never makes the news. No.
But here we like to do some good news, you see.
Not too much, though, do we? We don't like too much good news. Do people do kitten farms like they do
Ash,
puppy farms?
Stop interrupting now.
No, but I want to know. I mean,
on.
You know, do they
no,
do
don't.
That?
We're heading to the news. Stop throwing another question.
It's
sorry,
important.
Kay, go on.
It's important.
Because you've. You could call me Queen Bee.
Well, thank you. I will.
You can call me Queen Bee. We're going to talk about Harry and Meghan. I love Harry and Meghan.
And I love the royal family. I love the Queen.
You've been a black guy all your life.
Has he?
Ridiculous thing.
Didn't he wake up one day and reassign himself?
That was the clips for today. The worst of Whale. Oh, sorry. The best of James Whale. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed them. Well, I suppose if you didn't enjoy them, you won't be listening, will you? Anyway, I'll be back 7 o'clock until 10, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.